from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and JC. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is powered by Dubloy Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big and no job is too small. Learn more at DubloyElectric.com. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at Rupert'sBeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
We have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by the owner of Little Ridge Farm, Kena Tracy. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Good morning. I was going to ask if it's early for you, but you work on a farm. It's not. I'm going to guess it's not.
It's not that early, no. Although my crew doesn't start until 8, that way I have a couple hours to do behind-the-scenes stuff, I guess, and prepare for the day. Yep.
Drink your coffee or tea and chill.
My coffee's usually at 1. I need it for the afternoon.
So we're going to talk to Kena all about Little Ridge Farm and a whole lot more, including her appearance in the autumn issue of LA Metro Magazine.
Right.
You made some soup, though.
I know.
We're going to get the details on that as well. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines for Monday, November 10th.
The Bangor Daily News reports that Central Maine Medical Center in Lewiston will end its status as a trauma center on December 1st. Once the change takes effect, CMMC will be classified as a trauma system hospital instead of providing a full range of trauma care and support services. Trauma system hospitals provide clinical decision-making and trauma care and transfer patients to other facilities when needed.
The Sun Journal reports that Lewiston city officials have allowed the Ramada at 490 Pleasant Street to partially reopen. The hotel was closed by the city twice in the past year due to maintenance issues. Now under new management, the Ramada has 53 rooms licensed for rent, while other parts of the hotel are renovated.
An elderly couple in Gray nearly lost $20,000 to scammers. The scam involves victims granting access to their computer or cell phone, which leads to a fake bank account portal where scammers attempt to transfer money. The couple notified their bank, which froze their accounts. Authorities are urging the public to be alert to scams targeting older populations.
The Lewiston Auburn Veterans Council will hold its annual Veterans Day ceremony tomorrow at the Lewiston Armory. Music will be provided by the all-volunteer brass band starting at 9:30 a.m. The ceremony will move to Veterans Memorial Park at noon for the dedication of 35 names in stone and a memorial bench for Al Landry.
Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Saturday night.
While Social Distortion and Rob Zombie sit on the sidelines waiting for their turn.
Tears in their tea. Poor little things.
Now it's time for the weather. Let's change the subject before I get on my soapbox.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love. Do you want me to come in and play the ukulele for you while you harvest your crops today?
Oh, my gosh.
just a minstrel strumming behind
you. We would love it.
You can hang out with Benny.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to work.
Benny would probably want to strum your ukulele, too. He'd be jumping all over you.
I love this. Now's my plan for today.
Cloudy today with afternoon and evening rain and apparently morning. We'll have a high of 53 and a low of 39. Early morning sunshine gives way to cloudy skies tomorrow with a high of 46 and a low of 30. Cloudy on Wednesday with highs in the low 40s.
In sports, Drake May passed for 2 touchdowns and Travion Henderson ran for 2 to lead the Patriots over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 28-23. The Patriots have won 7 straight and will host the New York Jets on Thursday night.
Jaylen Brown's 27 points led the Celtics over the Orlando Magic 111-107. Boston will visit the Philadelphia 76ers tomorrow night. Another team that's finally hit its stride. You know?
Yeah, I don't have high hopes for the Celtics.
No,
this year.
You're still lamenting Jason Tatum.
Yeah, he's out of commission.
No.
He'll be okay.
They're doing okay, though. They're holding their own.
Yeah. Speaking of doing okay, how about those Bruins?
I know.
What have they won, like six in a row?
Six in a row.
Well, the Bruins host the Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow at 7.
All right. And the Maine Nordiques will host the Maryland Black Bears this weekend in Auburn.
The NA3 Nordiques will host Sarah's favorite team, the Long Beach Sharks.
I just like their name.
That's happening on Wednesday and Thursday in Auburn.
And the Lewiston Maniacs beat the Northern Maine Pioneers 4-0, a shutout on Saturday night. Lewiston will host Universal Academy on Thursday night.
Bates College Field Hockey won the NESCAC Championship, defeating Wesleyan 2-0. The Bobcats posted 3 shutouts in the playoffs en route to the program's first NESCAC Championship. Bates has earned an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament.
Woohoo! Do we have an applause button for that?
We sure do. This one's for the Bobcats.
Nice. CMCC Athletics had a busy Sunday. Men's hockey beat Northern Arizona 6-0. Men's basketball beat Roxbury Community College 86-59. Solid trouncing. And women's hockey beat St. Joseph's. I don't even want to say.
You have to.
Ugh, 10-1. Ouch.
We are required by law.
That is
to give
a
the scores.
Trouncing. Woo.
It's a solid trouncing.
Yikes.
Go Mustangs.
Yeah.
That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Sweeping
the Twin Cities. It's time for famous people birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's famous people birthdays. It's famous people birthdays.
Kina, aren't you glad you put the headphones on now?
Very glad.
I can't play that one for you because I don't remember what I did.
Yeah. It was magical.
Yeah. I expect to see the ukulele every time you come to the farm now.
I'll bring it with me, like a traveling minstrel.
Yes.
Oh,
let's take a look at FPBs for November the 10th, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. Sarah, I believe you saw this guy live.
I did.
Orny Adams. Yeah. He's a comedian and an actor. He was the guy, if you ever saw the movie The Comedian with Jerry Seinfeld, mm-hmm. Orny was like, he was the young up-and-coming comic who was a little too full of himself.
Yeah.
Was he?
Well, yeah. I gave him the benefit of the doubt that maybe they edited him to appear to be more of a
douche rocket.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was looking for the right word, but that's right. Yeah, he just really seemed like such a dink in that documentary. And then I met him and I thought, oh, he's kind of a dink.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Was he funny at least?
He was funny.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
He was. I'll give him that.
All right, there you go. Ellen Pompeo is 56 years old today. She played Dr. Meredith Grey on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's done a bunch of other stuff, too,
sure,
but I think that's what people know her from.
Yep.
Tracy Morgan, 57 years old today. You know him from Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock.
I love him.
Tracy's great.
I'm Tracy Morgan.
Sarah's impressions are off the charts, by the way.
I love him. He's so good.
Mackenzie Phillips is 66 years old today.
Mm.
She played Julie Cooper Horvath on the sitcom One Day at a Time.
Oh, yeah.
Which I believe came out in the late 70s, early 80s. Mm-hmm. She's also the daughter of folk musician John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas.
Oh, okay.
She was most recently on Orange is the New Black. Yeah. And rounding out FPBs for November the 10th is actor and comedian David Adkins.
Or?
Sinbad.
Oh.
Sinbad. A hilarious and I would say underrated comedian, even though he's had a bunch of HBO specials, he's done a bunch of television, a prolific writer, and squeaky clean. Too,
squeaky
which
clean.
Is, if you ever tried to write comedy, it's not always
it's not easy.
Also, great suits.
Yes. Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Like great suits.
They were loud.
Yeah. Very loud. Yeah. Very flowy. Uh-huh. But, like, sharp corners on those suits.
Especially like, then. Like, he has the shoulder
pads, right?
He could be a mile away, and you're like, oh, here comes Sinbad.
Sinbad.
Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
I think she likes that one best.
She likes it.
Is that you?
That was me.
Nice.
I'm not proud, but we needed something.
Please don't ask me to sing today.
We will not. We will not. 8 years ago in 2017, Taylor Swift released her sixth album, Reputation, featuring Delicate, Ready For It, and Look What You Made Me Do.
I think I know two of those songs.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's Delicate impressive. And Look What You Made Me Do.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice, nice.
All right. I'm kind of a Swiftie.
Are you?
I think.
I am absolutely infatuated with her new album.
Are you?
Like, I'm over the moon for it. I love it. I wake up singing it in the middle of the night. Like, I need to...
Goodness. Like, I think you need medication.
I don't know. It's just a very happy album. It's good.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm glad it makes you happy.
Yeah, it's nice. Let's see. 24 years ago in 2001, the first iPod went on sale. More than 400 million iPods have been sold since, but Apple has now all but phased it out because everyone just uses their phone for music, right?
Right, to listen to you too.
To listen to you too. Still mad. 43 years ago in 1982, the newly finished Vietnam Veterans Memorial was opened to its first visitors in Washington, D.C.
My father-in-law's been there. He said it's amazing.
My mother has been there. She does it's something with wreaths. Wreaths Across America?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does that. 56 years ago in 1969, Sesame Street debuted on PBS. Isn't that amazing?
Love it.
Such a good show. They're doing a new thing now where episodes air on HBO first and then air for free on PBS 9 months later. But the shows are now down to 30 minutes from their previous hour-long format. I remember just sitting in front of the television and loving that.
Sesame Street and the Electric Company.
The Electric Company. Hey!
Yeah. I loved the Electric Company because they had Spider-Man on it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And that's all you needed to
your
sell
friendly
me
neighborhood
on a,
Spider-Man.
On a TV show back in the day.
Yeah. 71 years ago in 1954, the U.S. Marine Corps War Memorial, the one with the statue of the group of Marines raising the American flag on the island of Iwo Jima, was dedicated in Arlington, Virginia, to honor the Marine fallen in all wars. And finally, 250 years ago in 1775, the U.S. Marines were born by an act of Congress during the Revolutionary War. What's their motto?
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi.
There you go. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for November the 10th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. Never embroider or write your child's name on their backpacks. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Now we shift focus fully to our guest in studio, Keena Tracy. And Keena, this is a unique farm.
Oh.
In that you can become a member of this farm, right?
Yeah, you can join a community-supported agriculture. That's how we sell most of our produce, is to our neighbors in our community, basically.
Mm-hmm. When did Little Ridge Farm come to be?
So this summer was our 18th summer share CSA. We established Little Ridge Farm in 2007, though. So I had a couple years where I was just raising turkeys and pigs, and we did a winter share, but the summer share didn't start until 2009.
Mm-hmm. How did you get into this life?
I was just going to ask, how did you start farming?
Well, actually, my husband, he went to grad school at Penn State, and at that time, we weren't married, we were just dating, but I didn't have any plans, so I said, well, I'll go to Pennsylvania. And when I was there, I met a fellow at a potluck who was looking for a full-time employee on his farm. And so with him, I had to do a two-week working interview, and by the end of day one, I knew I loved it.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah.
So. Had you ever done anything like that before?
Not exactly, no. So I always enjoyed working outside. My dad, he had a garden. I don't remember working in the garden at all. All I remember is, as a kid, I didn't like asparagus that he grew. But I think the farm or the garden stopped by the time I got old enough. But then I loved doing the landscaping in the yard. I always, for Mother's Day, I always planted flowers for her. And I ended up, we had a local landscape store in our town. So I worked there through high school, and when I'd come back in college some of the summers. So, and for college, I studied environmental science and botany. So I always loved plants, and I liked the outdoors. I thought I wanted to do something with maybe the Nature Conservancy or some sort of environmental studies. But when I got out of college, I worked for the Nature Conservancy for a year. I worked for the Forest Service, and I had really great jobs. I basically just hiked in the woods and identified plants and mapped them where they were, and it was great. It was really fun, but I felt like the work went back to the office and went on some shelf. I think ultimately it was used in some further studies or understanding where people, especially where the Forest Service could cut trees, because I had identified where there were or where there weren't species that were endangered. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, the work I did was used, but I didn't feel that. I really wanted a sense of community, and I worked by myself all day long. It was independent work, which I think has transferred into the farm, but I missed that sense of community. And so the farm I worked at in Pennsylvania was a CSA, and that's where it just really came to place. I got to meet the customers, and I got to see the product, how excited people were about the product we were growing, and it was organic, so we were doing things organically, and it felt, you know, that was good for the environment, and yeah, everything just sort of fell into place.
It's a cool feeling to plant something and see the result of it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. every year, if you read my blog posts, I have every year I say the same thing. It's because I can't get over it, is the amazement, the power of one teeny, teeny, teeny little seed can produce so much food.
Yeah.
Like a tomato or a pepper, where you're getting multiple fruits on one thing versus like a turnip, you plant one, you get one. But we're harvesting turnips that are like 3 pounds each. I mean, they're really big. And we order seeds from local, most of our seeds come from Johnny's, which is a local Maine, and we also do High Mowing, which is also local Northeast, and some other places too, but the seeds that I order, which is thousands of dollars, it still comes in like this small box that you could fit on this table, and then that grows
to so much,
like tens of thousands of pounds of food each year. It's pretty
wild.
Amazing.
Yeah. And you help.
Yes. I think that's how I feel, and that's what I'm trying to get across in the blog is, yes, I'm putting the seed in the ground, and, you know, I'm making some on-the-ground decisions on the farm, but I feel so much gratitude for the soil, for the land that I'm on. I really feel like it's the land mostly. It's not me. And the energy that customers bring to the farm and that our employees bring to the farm. We have a really, our crew changes slightly every year. I have one employee that's been there for 6 years, but generally, like, the people we hire, they just have such great energy and they're very excited to be there. And I really feel like that helps feed the soil.
Yeah.
Too.
You have a beautiful location too. It's a beautiful space.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. We're a little close to the road, but
when the trees and the grass comes up.
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah. But yeah, and I don't know if you've ever walked into we have the front field, which is by the CSA pickup barn and the pick your own flower garden. And then we have what we call the back field, so it's up over the ridge. And that has always been my little sacred hidden gem. Mm. Before I started farming it, we only owned the acreage right around our home in the CSA barn, and that acreage belonged to our neighbor. But we would use it for hiking and cross-country skiing and snowshoeing, and we would help keep it. It was a hayfield at that time, so we helped maintain it as a hayfield. And every time I went back there, I would just like lay in the back field, and I was like, oh, I just love this space, and it is separated from the road, so it's much quieter, and it just feels like a hidden little secret garden.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So then when the neighbor said, oh, yeah, you could use it. You want to start a farm? Like, go for it. Like, you can that land too. And so eventually my parents helped me buy that back acreage. And so then they built a house back. They retired and moved from Ohio and built a house back there. And then And then, yeah, we have all the acreage back there now for the farm.
So they're in Lisbon Falls. When you get out of your car, there's this cute, wonderful little barn, and then there's the cute, wonderful little Benny. But if you, it's just, I get out of my car and I just take a deep breath and it's like, okay, I'm here. Like, I'm very present when I get out and I start, like, looking at what you have in the CSA barn. And then I love the pick your own flowers. That's my favorite thing to do in the summertime. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. So when you join the CSA, you get access, free access to a pick your own flower garden. Mm-hmm. That's, my husband has his own job, but that is his huge contribution to the farm, and he's always loved flowers. So yeah, so we have this really great flower garden and with some herbs right behind the barn. We've got little snips that you can take and head back there, and so many customers say it's their favorite part of their week every week. They look forward to it. It's so peaceful. Sometimes people just go out, you just see them wandering around. They have like two flowers in their hand. They've been out there for like a half an hour just wandering
around. That's me. And there's so many different kinds. You've got dahlias and cosmos and snapdragons and just everything. It's beautiful.
Yeah, Zach's done a really great job of honing in of what does well on the farm, but also the colors that customers like. And then ones that will last in your face for the whole week so that you're not sad by the time before the next week comes.
You have some other options too for your CSA. So there's different types of shares, right?
Yeah. So over the years, we've tried to become, we've listened to customers through surveys and just talking with folks, and have created several different styles of shares so that we can be flexible for people's budget, for people's eating habits. We've got customers who are single individuals, and then we have customers who have, like, their families of eight. And then also we want to make sure we, if people travel a lot in the summer, we have, we've introduced a new share called a Flex Share. So in the summer we have 20 weeks of weekly pickups, but the Flex Share, you can pick any 10. So if you're traveling for 6 weeks of the summer, it doesn't matter. Like, you can come in the other weeks. So yeah, so that's worked a lot for people who maybe have moved further away, but they don't want to give up their share. That way they only have to, you know, come 10 times to the farm. It's worked really well for customers who are traveling a lot in the summer. Yeah, or just people who need more flexibility. Maybe their work, they end up, you know, last minute having to leave for the week for work travel, and they don't have it planned. They don't know when that's going to happen. That just gives them the flexibility, and they don't have to tell me when they're coming. It's just they mark on their sheet 1, 2, 3, 4 through 10. That's how we keep track. Okay. And our farm is very honor system. So, and even if you can't make it and you thought you were going to make it, just text me before the end of pickup and we'll bag a share for you, and you can come pick it up the next day or within the next 3 days, we prefer. And yeah, we don't want you to go out, you know, miss out on your veggies for the week. So yeah, we try to be very flexible.
What are some of the other options?
We have a mini share. So that's a half share every other week. That's been really popular with our single individuals, especially folks who are a little older and they're just not eating as much anymore, but they still want the fresh veggies. And then we have a half share. Those are really great for people who maybe they really love the fresh veggies, but their life just brings them to eating out more, or maybe it's just them and their spouse, or maybe they do have a small child, but the child's not eating very much anymore. So, yeah, so they still get the free choice when they come, but it's only half the amount of food. And then we have the full share, which is, yeah, the biggest share that we offer. It's weekly. And that is really great for sometimes even couples get it who just eat at home all the time. You know, they're saving money that way for sure. Or they aren't afraid to preserve stuff. So if it's a week that is a lot of product, they're not afraid to chop it up and maybe make stuffed peppers and put them in the freezer, or make soup stock, or, you know, find other ways to store it so then they have it for later when they're in a pinch. Mm-hmm. And our share is different than a lot of CSAs. We do offer a pre-bag share. That one is customizable too. You log into your account and you choose what goes in the share. You also can add other local products. Like we provide hamburger and chicken and local dairy and some bread. So you can add those to your share and we bag it up for you and we bring it to wherever your chosen pickup location is. Mm-hmm. You can also pick them up at the farm. But our primary share and the one that we started with and that is our biggest seller is what we call a market style share. So when the customers come, they come into the barn and it looks like a farmer's market. All the product is laid out on the table and there's a sign. It changes every week and it tells you the maximum weight that you can take that week. And you can take whatever you want until you reach that maximum weight. So that way, like I have customers who are allergic to cucumbers, so they obviously don't want cucumbers mm-hmm. every week. Some people don't really like tomatoes, and so they don't want to take tomatoes. It just allows you to cater to your family's eating style, or if you've got green beans left from last week's share, you don't need to take more green beans. You can take something else. And or if you know you want to, like, make some squash pickles, like, you can take a little extra squash that week. And so, yeah, I found, like, that really helps people to not feel like they're wasting product. Mm-hmm. And they also feel like they're getting the best value for their money. Yeah.
That's what I like about your farm share.
Great.
That's the best part.
Yeah, and we really try to treat our customers like they are a significant, very important part of the farm. And we love them, and we really want to try to make them feel welcome and that they are an integral part of the farm. And so once you become a shareholder, you get a lot of perks. So you do get the free pick-your-own-flower and herb garden. We do pick-your-own-raspberries and strawberries, but they're for shareholders only. So picking is always really good, you know, super fresh and at a good price. We'll buy in other local products that we will resell to you in bulk or kind of as a CSA style. But we only do it for the CSA shares because it's a lot of extra work for us. But we want to try to bring in as much local product for you that you want. And for us, it works out better because we don't have to have that huge capital investment of buying in product and hoping we resell it. And also not to have the infrastructure of, and we already have 2 walk-in coolers, but like it's hard to fit in a lot of product, especially if it's frozen. So, so we try to find ways that we can get as much diversity in your diet as you want. But those things are just offered for the CSA. And then you have access to the barn at any point. So if you're on the weekend and you're like, oh no, we're out of eggs, you have access. You can come to the barn and self-serve eggs and some other local products that we have in there all the time.
You had sourdough a couple of times that I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so good.
Yeah, that's really great. That's from Chigubi Farm in Pownal. They have goats and they make the sourdough with their goat whey, which is a byproduct from when they make cheese. So it gives that really extra sour and kind of a chewy texture. It's really nice.
It's the best grilled cheese bread there is in the world.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
So good. Yeah. I think I told you about my grilled cheese. That's the bread that I like the best.
Okay. Yeah.
The sourdough.
I was on a big streak of French toast on the weekends for a while. Yeah. Really good.
I bet that's good too.
I'm not all that familiar with how CSAs work, but do you have to join the CSA to shop at the farm?
So last year was our first year, and this year we did a little better. We do have a public farm stand now. It's self-serve. It's under the awning of the barn, and we're probably going to have that running until next weekend or soon. We're going to close soon because we just have a cooler out there and it just won't function very well once the temperatures start to get too cold. So there is that option now. Generally though, that will be open. We open sometime in late April because we have a seedling sale and then we open the farm stand. And so that customers can come any day, self-serve during daylight hours. But in order to enter the barn, the sacred space of the barn, that is you have to join the CSA. Yep.
Gotcha.
And that's how you get all the other extra perks of the pick your own and things like that. Yep.
And your blog and your recipes and all your other fun stuff come with that.
Yeah. it does. Yep. Anyone can join the blog. I tried to – initially my blog was always written – focus directly talking to CSA members. And that's still how it is mostly, letting people know kind of behind the scenes of what's going on the farm. We put pictures on there that we may not post on Instagram. And then last year I tried to have a newsletter that other people, that was giving information to other people who just wanted more information about the farm, but I realized I can't run both. I can't do both. So I just put everybody back into the blog. And so I've tried to broaden my audience the way I speak in the blog a little bit more to let people know, like, more background or what the CSA is or how to sign up, that too. But it is. It's really fun. I've got folks all over the U.S. We've got family all over, too, reading it. So that way it helps them to keep up with what's happening on the farm.
Yeah.
Tell us about your appearance in LA Metro Magazine.
Oh, yes.
The Recipe Roots feature in the autumn issue where Kina shared a vegetable and beef soup.
Yeah, it was a surprise invitation from Pam to enter a couple recipes, and she was going to choose because there was five of us all together, so she wanted to have a nice table of food. So, yeah, it was a very unexpected invitation, and my husband and I have a cheesecake that was my grandmother's, and then we have a vegetable beef stew that was his grandmother's. So those were the two I entered, and Pam chose the vegetable beef stew, which is great. We use it as a base for – I mean, we use it for – that. The one I brought, it had beef in it, but we've used it for fish. We've used it for sausage. It's just been vegetables. You can put anything in it. It's like the base stock is really the important part, and then you can add anything in it you want. So, yeah, it's a really fun meal, and we make huge pots of it, and then we eat it for – it's great cold. Like, I eat it cold for lunch, and because it's just packed with veggies, it's really wholesome.
And if you have a copy of the magazine, you can scan a QR code on the Recipe Roots feature, and it takes you to a web page where you can get all the ingredients and some directions on how to make that.
Yeah, Pam did a great job with that QR code because, it was a lot of information to put in the pages. So the QR code is great. It has all the recipes in there.
Yeah. How long does that take to make?
Well, if I made it, it would probably take an hour. Mm-hmm. If my husband made it, and all full disclosure, he's the one that made it when I brought it for the magazine. He's generally the chef in the house. He loves to cook. He loves to just, I don't know what he does in the kitchen, but it might take him up to 4 hours to make that. I don't know what he's doing, but.
That's funny. I thought you were going to be like, it takes him 15 minutes.
No. Like, everybody talks about Instapots. He says, no way. Oh, no. I don't want one. Yeah. Like, he wants to be in there for 4 hours.
Who makes it better?
Uh-oh. He has this comment after, if I make a meal, he says, oh, this is good. This is really good. Like, he's so surprised every time.
Why?
Because I'm such a fast, I cook very fast, and I think in his mind, he says, there's no way this can be as flavorful. But what he really enjoys about my cooking, I cook very simple and plain. So generally, I just chop up whatever vegetable I want to eat, or multiple vegetables. I saute it in butter, I might have some meat on the side, or maybe not. And I think what he's realizing is, like, the produce is so good, the food that we have on the table is so good that you don't have to do a lot to it.
Yeah,
and we have a lot of fresh herbs, so you put fresh herbs on top. It's all you need.
Yeah,
keep it simple.
Yeah,
yeah.
Kina, anything else about Little Ridge Farm that you would like our listeners to know?
So our winter shares are starting the 20th. So sign up now. Our winter share styling is a little different this year because of the drought this summer. We were concerned we weren't going to have the weight that we normally would. So we've split it into two shares. And the second half part, we're calling it. So part one is I just changed the name. I think I changed it to Roots and Greens.
Roots and Greens.
Roots and Greens. That's part one. That's November through January. It's once a month pickup, and it's 12 pounds of food, which sounds like a lot, but it's not, because roots are very heavy. Plus, it includes all of our winter squashes. So when you come, you get to choose whatever you want, up to 12 pounds. And I think that you'll hit that 12 pounds pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And everything's storageable. So, and you're not coming again for another 4 weeks. So you've got 4 weeks to eat it. And even if you don't eat it by then, it'll store another 3 months. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to do part two of that. We're calling it Greens and Goods. And so that's February, March, April, once a month pickup. That the weight-wise will be a little less. It's going to have alliums. We had really great onions and garlics and leeks this year. It will include some roots. There, our beets and carrots actually are more abundant than we thought they were going to be, so that's good. But there will be more focus on greens. So we have some high tunnels. They're unheated greenhouses that we can grow some greens in. So we're going to have a different diversity of greens that you'll be able to choose from. And then we also spent some time this late summer because we had such abundant summer crops of like peppers, tomatoes, basil. We made pesto. We've frozen a bunch of stuff. We have a bunch of blueberries we picked. So, yeah, so those things will be little sweet treats that get added in. And then we also farm make pickled products and jams. So those items will get sprinkled in there to keep the winter share interesting. But yeah, it's not just roots. I know a lot of people get all nervous. They're like, oh, we don't eat a lot of roots. There's a lot of diversity. Things store, and it's only once a month. So that way we don't have to fight with the weather too much. That's a big part of it, mm-hmm. is why we're giving a lot of food just monthly. So that way we don't have to worry if there's ice storms and snowstorms as much. Yeah. And yeah, so you can only get the part two if you join part one.
Oh, so that's smart.
So sign up now. They just go to littleridgefarm.com. Yeah, and then you'll be added to the list. You'll get all the information, and the first pickup is the 20th. So it's just here in a couple weeks.
Yep. I've got my cart ready to go.
Okay, good.
I just wanted to make sure I got the right one, and I think I did.
Sarah's notorious for shopping during the show.
Well, I put off my summer share this year because we were traveling a lot this summer, and I didn't know about this, the flexible share that you had added, which that's on me. I probably should have looked to see, but I think that's great. I think that's super helpful for people like me who are just all over the place all summer long.
Yeah, but, definitely. Yeah. And we do have a pre-bag customizable winter share too. We do have that you can pick up. So if you're just busy and I just want to pre-order and grab my bag and go, there's that one available too. And that one, currently the pickup is either at the farm or we do at an Old Crow Ranch in Durham. They're a really great pasture-raised beef and pork, and they have a storefront with all of their items for sale plus other local items. So when you pick up your veggies, you can shop for other products too.
That's a great partnership.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
Well, Kina, we'd like to close out the show with a segment called Three Random Questions, where we will ask you questions that have nothing to do with Little Ridge Farm. We're just trying to get to know you a little better as a member of our community. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. I'll start. Kina, if you were presented with a time machine and you could take one round trip to the past or the future, where would you go and why?
Oh, my gosh. I would probably go back in time. I don't know how specific I'm going to be able to be, but I would go back in time before settlers came, when Native Americans were here, and understand, their sustainability practices, how they survived and grew food. And what I think for them, a lot of it was eating what was naturally on the land, which is pretty remarkable. Yeah. So, to learn their techniques would be great.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Very cool.
If you could gain one ability, what would it be?
Ah, that's awesome. We talk about superpowers a lot in the field. So I have two. I think right now the one that's would be most helpful is sort of like Bewitched. I don't know if you watched Bewitched with Agatha back then. She could just blink her eyes or wiggle her nose and everything could get done. So yeah, for me, like I could just look at the field and wiggle my nose and all the beets would be harvested and put in the crate or all the weeds would disappear. Yeah, we just have so much to do and not a lot of time. So yeah, that would be really fun.
Or if you could just freeze time.
No, because then my physical being would still be exhausted.
That's right.
I want to do some work.
You still have to do the work.
That's right. That's right. Okay. If you were an ice cream flavor, what flavor would you be?
Definitely something with chocolate and peanut butter. Those are my favorite combinations for sure. Yeah, I actually haven't eaten ice cream in a while. I used to eat ice cream every single day. But I haven't, so yeah, I don't know a flavor. I think the last ice cream I've gotten was that Gelato Fiasco. And yeah, it was a dark chocolate and like a peanut butter cream something that they had. So yeah, I had two in the cup together.
Nice.
All right, good stuff. Kina, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you for
you so much for having me. Yeah,
thank you so much for joining us this morning. And if you'd like more information about Little Ridge Farm, you can go online to littleridgefarm.com. They're also on Facebook and the Instagram, I believe,
yes.
right?
Yes, yep. Yeah.
Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DuBois Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have.